The lawsuit filed by the American Civil Liberties Union in federal court was amended last week to argue that voter ID disproportionately hurts minority voters. ACLU attorney John Sherman wants the law declared invalid on the grounds that it violates the Federal Voting Rights Act. He says the ACLU will make its case based on data from Milwaukee.
You know, Milwaukee is one of the most segregated cities in America. It allows us to really demonstrate the sort of severe impact this is having on African Americans and Latinos in that city and throughout Wisconsin.
The ACLU filed briefs last week asking a federal court for a temporary injunction blocking the law before the April 3rd election. The NAACP has already asked a Dane County court for the same thing, and a third lawsuit by the League of Women Voters has a hearing scheduled this Friday. The Government Accountability Board said the state's first voter ID election was a success, with only scattered reports of poll workers being too strict or too lax with the new requirements, although the April election will be a higher turnout event than the one in February, and a summer recall election could be much higher. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.